This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to Professor Wilson, who will be presenting the current issues in the Constitution radio show weekly. Welcome.
Thank you, Felice. It's good to be back again. I would like to thank you for the time that we've spent together in the last 2 years with U.S. history and with American government. And I want you to know I am, once again, because of past experiences, really looking forward to working with you in what is as important a study, current issues, current events, as history, government, Constitution itself. At this point in time, in the year 2013, it is getting critical. So this is going to be a very important discussion.
Well, I'm excited, Woody, and as you know, those of you listening, sometimes I'm going to slip and I'm going to call, you know, Professor Wilson Woody because he happens to be my brother-in-law. So for our audience and those who have not met Woody before, I'll give you a little bit of background here. Woody is married to my husband's youngest sister, Jean. So at times, you know, I'm sure I'm going to slip up and that's okay. We're gearing this presentation, Woody, for more of a teenage audience, but as in the past, you explain things so well that really it is open to everyone. But before we jump into exactly what the show is going to be about, I want to, you know, let the audience know a little bit about you and, you know, about your family. So just tell us a little bit about what's going on in the Wilson lives and household right now.
Well, we live in Parkersburg, West Virginia, on the Ohio River, what's called the Mid-Ohio Valley. Parkersburg is a small city with two very large high schools. And my wife, Jeannie, is teaching there still. I retired 5.5 years ago. Jeannie is teaching at the Caperton Center for Applied Technology, where she teaches English to juniors and seniors. I have two wonderful daughters, and between the two of them, they have been very productive with seven grandchildren, just beautiful, all the way from sophomore in college down to, what do they call it, preschool,
right.
four years old. So four years old to 19 years old, and just seven wonderful grandkids. I teach at a local university, Ohio Valley University. I teach methods classes to social studies majors, education social studies, and I teach United States history. I also, of course, I have been teaching online classes to homeschool students, which I really enjoyed because I find that homeschool students don't need to be motivated. They already are. And, you know, in public schools, teaching in the public schools for 37 years, motivating students was always a very deep and difficult concern. So, in essence, I'm retired, but I am still teaching, put it that way.
Yeah, well.
Retired, but not retired.
Well, what I love, Woody, is, and for those of you that don't know Woody, you know, he was in the armed services. He's, you know, a great guy, and he lets me talk him into these things, but I really know deep down if it wasn't something he didn't want to do and didn't have a passion for, he wouldn't do it. Even if his sister-in-law calls him and says, Woody, I have this idea. What do you think? Because I know that Woody has a passion for teaching kids, first of all, and secondly, Woody, I've always been impressed with your deep patriotism and your ability to communicate that to the kids. You know, you want them to be proud, you know, to be an American, and so many times now we only see the flag and things like that if something horrible has happened, you know.
Right, yes. sadly.
But you want the kids to understand not just that, but, you know, the Constitution and understand what's going on. So how did this love of history come about?
I think it could happen in the fifth grade. And that would have been about 1953 or 52.
You're going to give us your age here.
I really got interested in a presidential election of 1952. I think I was in elementary school, but my mom and dad were arguing constantly. They were both Democrats, but dad was thinking about voting for Eisenhower, who was a Republican, and mom was trying to talk him into voting for Stevenson, the Democrat. And I would listen to those debates, and at the same time, just, you know, two worlds coming together, we were studying the American Civil War. It was fifth grade, and I got really interested in that. In fact, I remember coming home and getting out the encyclopedias and looking up all the battles and looking into statistics and those kinds of things. And of course, I was raised by a World War II veteran. My mother was a school teacher. All of my uncles served in the military, and I would hear their discussions, and I became drawn in to this concern. And of course, I grew up in the Cold War, mm-hmm. and the American flag was flying high, and we were leading the world to freedom and democracy. I tell you, I would argue with anybody that doesn't agree, the greatest single force for good in the 20th century was the United States of America. We have the world's longest lived form of government, the United States Constitution. It's outlasted every other single one that has ever been tried. And this says that America is, or at least should be, a great nation and should be the world leader. China and Russia, great countries, no question about it. But what do they offer? We offer freedom. We offer democracy, human rights. We offer equality, that all men are created equal. We offer these ideas. And that is vastly superior to anything else I have seen in history. And I just love this country to death, and always have since I was a little boy, and I guess I always will.
Well, so. I'm delighted that you're willing to share a little bit with them. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the show. And the way this came about in particular was I was planning for my children's courses. And so the one thing both of them asked, because you have taught classes for the last 2 years for us, and they asked, you know, what class is Uncle Woody teaching this year? And I said, well, he's not. And their faces fell. And they said, what do you mean he's not? So I said, well, you know, you have already have a history class. You know, you have a credit for that. And you already have a government and elections credit, you know, so because Woody is an AP level instructor. And so these are really high end courses with a lot of information. I mean, the reading list is pages long. The vocabulary list is insanely long. I think it's like 30 pages. It's long. The test, you know, that I looked at for the final exam, I think I could answer maybe three questions, maybe more than that. But I mean, it's intense. So, you know, they have a really good handle. And so we put our heads together, and you know, I looked at the syllabus about what we could possibly do. So we're going to pick up there after this break. Just hold on a minute, and we'll be right back.
What happens when you learn about the fabulous facts of American history, add notable presidential events, and a good measure of the U.S. Constitution? Well, you get a history class that is informative and has no rival. See 64 hours of video taught by AP-level instructor and award-winning professor of American history, Robert Woodrow Wilson, were recorded with a live audience. Now available on demand on your time, you can view this class from the comfort of your own home. This video course comes with instruction, handouts, and the tools you need for a high school-level course that can be enjoyed by students of all ages. Especially designed for the homeschool audience and published and produced by Media Angels, a company you have learned to trust with the goal of excellence in education. Need more information? Sure. go to MediaAngels.com or go to AmericanHistoryKidsClass.com and order your set today. Your kids will thank you.
Well, welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here with our show host for Current Issues in the Constitution, Professor Wilson. And before our break, we were talking about how the idea of the show came about. And so, as we were brainstorming, I found a course credit for current events that the kids, could get credit for high school in taking a class. So I approached you, Woody, and because you're such a wonderful brother-in-law and allow me to talk you into things, you said it was really a good idea. And we talked about adding the element of the Constitution because I had shared with you something that was amazing to me, and that was just in the course of the summer, the kids were listening to something on the news, and one of them, quipped that that was, was not right, and it was against, whatever in the Constitution. I can't even tell you what it was, but they could. And so Anne said to Michael, no, that's the long article, and Michael said, no, it wasn't. And they went and got copies of their Constitution to look, to see who was right. And again, I don't remember who was right. I'm not going to pick favorites here.
Don't want to do that.
No, but it was amazing to me that kids are looking at a constitution, and I'm telling you, one of them is 15, and the other one just turned 13. So these aren't, your typical college scholars that are maybe studying constitutional history or something. These are kids who have taken a class that has really empowered them with knowledge, Woody. So, with that, tell us a little bit about what we're going to learn during our weekly sessions, because we are going to host every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions we get. So, tell us a little bit about what to expect.
Well, first of all, Felice, you don't have to talk me into doing this kind of thing. All you've got to do is say the word. I love doing it. I love working with young people. I love talking about my country and its many wonderful facets, and no problem. Now, in this course, we're going to be talking about current issues and current events. What's the difference? An issue is an event that won't go away. A current event is something like you may have heard of the recent Trayvon Martin case. It was there. The media pumped it up and screamed racism and all these kinds of things. A jury trial found the accused innocent, and after about two or three more days, it was pretty much dropped. Now, there was an issue that coursed its way through that media coverage, and that issue is racism. That's one that won't go away. So an event is something that has a very short lifespan, whereas an issue goes on and on and on. I think you could say that Roe versus Wade, the infamous abortion case, was an event. Supreme Court decision. It came and went, but it kicked off a tremendous and viral disagreement amongst various elements of within American society and political groups. And it just won't go away. It's an issue. It remains. Things like the economy. There's always economic problems someplace. In fact, every country on the planet has issues. An issue, basically, another way of saying is that's a persistent problem that needs to be solved. It needs to have solutions. It does have solutions. But it's very difficult because of the divisions between liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, vying for votes, playing politics with the issue, and getting votes based on what they say and their stance on the issue, instead of coming together to try to solve it. We don't have a single issue, not racism, not poverty, not abortion, not same-sex marriage, not an anemic economy and immigration on the southern border, we don't have a single issue that cannot be solved. And many of them could be solved very quickly. The national debt, just quit spending so much money. Taxes, they're way too high. Cut them. They're very simple things. And, of course, it's very difficult to solve problems in a democratic society. You know, if Jesus Christ were the dictator of America, we could solve problems tomorrow. But we are a democracy. We are 308 million people. And that's like a herd of cats when it comes to bringing us together on any particular issue. So we're going to discuss those issues. We're going to study them. And students will be able to formulate their own position on the issues and play a part. Of course, everybody is going to have a copy of the Constitution handy. And everybody should follow current events. I recommend the computer. There are two media outlets that have very good websites. One is CNN and one is Fox News. CNN's a little left of center. Fox News is a little right of center. So you get both points of view. And the advantage of that over reading a newspaper, newspapers are limited, of course, and they're obsolete and going out, and sitting down and watching a news show, you go to the Internet, you choose the issues that you want to read an article on or listen to a video on where a talking head is interviewing a scholar or scholars or people that are deeply involved in that issue and have a lot of knowledge and information. So, and you can learn a great deal more that way. So those are basically the things we're going to be looking at. And we're going to talk about the issues one after another. Mm-hmm. And many times they're interlinked. And I'm thinking that we'll probably begin each show with a brief look at current events. And then we will dive into the issues and start tearing them apart. We'll look at the pathway. Where did this issue begin? Where is it now? What are the different positions and arguments on the issue? What are the potential solutions?
Right.
So in a nutshell.
Yeah, and the great thing is that, you know, we definitely, Woody and I have our own opinions. In fact, we probably agree on most things. We probably don't agree on, 100%. And so one of the things that, probably 99%, but one of the things that, you're going to be doing in this class is you're going to cause kids to think, because when you have to formulate your own opinion, and I know in the government class you gave the kids a survey they had to fill out, and it was pretty intense, and they could really fine-tune their position on, their political position. And so, that's the kind of thing that we're going to be doing on this show is making kids think, not just saying, okay, this is right because I say. I have to tell you that some of the liberal media makes me really angry and I can't watch it all. And then some of the, really conservative makes me upset because they're not getting to the facts. It's a little bit showmanship sometimes, and I just want to know the information and quit talking about the new couch or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah. I know it is what it is, and it's supposed to be partially entertainment. So, but you're right. We need to look at those things and form our opinions, and that is great.
Yeah, well, that's the nice thing about the information technology we have today. We can do that. And I think that I always try to impress upon my students that if you have an opinion on an issue, you're right. It could be a liberal or a radical liberal or conservative or radical conservative position. If you believe it in a free society as a free citizen, you are right. Everybody is right. And I think, people get confused, and I think the media, and I agree with you, there is a definite liberal media out there that's not really concerned with reporting events. They're not concerned with objectivity. They're basically propaganda and brainwashing institutions that are trying to persuade the American people to a particular point of view. And that is not helpful. But if you sweep all that aside and take a look at any given issue, you find out for the most part that conservatives and liberals agree that poverty is a bad thing and that we need to try to address it. Liberals and conservatives agree that racism is a bad thing. And on with any issue, like the free market, for example, versus socialism. Liberals and conservatives agree that the economy is an important issue. They disagree on how to address it. And once in a while, they come together and they compromise and they come up with a watered-down solution through compromise that doesn't really work. Other times, they come up with a solution that does work.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much politics. Politics is heightened and emphasized so much in America, and more so by the extremist media outlets, both conservative and liberal. Somebody like Rush Limbaugh, for example, a far-right conservative, it's just so one-sided. He doesn't recognize any value whatsoever in a liberal position. And you have liberal extremists like MSNBC and people that you've never heard of out there in different institutions that just don't recognize any value at all in a conservative point of view. In fact, there's a lot of attacking, demeaning, criticizing, mm-hmm. name-calling going on out there in the national discussion, and it is not helpful. When I grew up, it was not like that at all. People differed and disagreed politely and respected and valued their opponent's point of view. So America needs to get back to that and away from the vitriol that we're seeing and hearing now.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that we're bringing along the Constitution, because that's sort of the litmus test. It's going to be there to say, you know, we have laws in place now that are unconstitutional. And, you know, it's just that kind of a thing that we'll be looking at and addressing. So, you know, whether or not, it's somebody's opinion and they think it is right to, you know, gun people down, that is thankfully still illegal, although other forms of murder are not, you know, and, in regards to abortion and things like that. So,
right.
You know, it's just something we'll look at, and I cannot wait. Is there anything that the student needs to do to be prepared to listen in?
Well, like I said, copy of the Constitution, have it handy. I'll refer you to it once in a while. And of course, a knowledge of current events. And you will be surprised. You start following current events regularly, you'll be surprised how much you will learn about American history, about the Constitution, about the American government, because the news is just full of references to past events, past presidents, past ideas and past failures and successes and the government's role in it and all of those kinds of things. And also another thing that you said regarding the Constitution there, I am beginning to hear, in fact, it started about a year and a half ago maybe, I'm beginning to hear people say that the Constitution is no longer relevant. The Constitution is obsolete. There's some blogger out there that has a list of 85 amendments that need to be passed. And I hear people saying, I think the Constitution gets in their way. It limits their power.
Right.
And so they want to brush it aside. And so that is troublesome. There's a group out there that I call the Hate America crowd, another group that I call the Blame America crowd, and these are American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of patriotism.
Right.
And they have an agenda or a goal of moving America into a watered down and weakened state of limbo within some kind of a global community. And I think that's a serious mistake. And, you know, like we said before, the Constitution is the world's longest lived form of government. Why would you even think about criticizing it unless
right.
its concept of limited government denies you the ability to do things according to your agenda.
Right.
So those kinds of things we need to discuss. And students, as they're growing up and heading towards college life and adulthood, need to understand exactly what's going on in those respects.
Right, and that's what we're hoping to do in this show. So if you're listening to this, we invite you to come and visit us on the website, and it's Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and it's just one big long word, .com. And on our website, you will find a link to current issues in the Constitution, and you'll just click on that button, and you'll get directly to the show page. And there are several ways that you can listen. You can join us live on Wednesday every week at 1 o'clock p.m. Of course, we will be taking breaks for the holidays, so you can go to the calendar page, and there's a little link there that you can even merge your calendar. If you have an online calendar, it will bring in all of those shows, dates, and times right to your calendar. We invite you to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get the weekly updates of any shows that are changing or anything like that. There is what is called an RSS feed, and you just click on that button, and it will take you to a page with all of the radio shows there. So you can download right from that page, click the button, listen in right there. In this day of technology, there are different apps for smartphones. So if you have an iPhone or a Droid, there are podcast apps, and you just will search for the name of the show, and you will find it. So we have a ton of different ways to listen. Again, it is free, and so we look forward to coming into your home weekly to share with you about this wonderful topic. And I know that my children will be listening. So we also are going to take questions at the end of each broadcast. Actually, I'm going to correct myself. We are taking questions in the midst of the broadcast. I think that's what you and I had discussed, because when you taught the classes, I wanted you to just teach them, and then at the end the kids can ask questions. And at the beginning here, you, like you said, you're going to go over some of the current events and then delve into the issues, and then I'll have a question and answer place that people can type their questions in, and I'll be able to read those to you, Woody.
Okay.
And you can answer them as the show proceeds. Well, we're going to play this by ear and see how it goes. And
you know, I really think it would be a lot more exciting and even interesting if we just plug those questions in as they come.
Good. All right.
I think there will be a lot more learning that way.
Right. I'm really happy to ask them as long as I don't have to answer them. We're in good shape and I'm good to go. I can click the record button and all this stuff here and save it and let you handle the hard stuff. Well, Woody, it was a pleasure to have you on here, and I'm excited about this getting started. In fact, I told the kids as we're recording this, our site is not even alive yet, or live, as they say, and the kids were asking me today, and I said, well, next week the class is live, and they were really excited. So I've got two excited people here, and I'll tell you what, all the kids that took the American History and Government class will be joining us, so you'll be hearing a lot of
familiar
names.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.